Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting 5th. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting 6th. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting 8th. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ted Schreiber. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schreiber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cannell scores. Hunt moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive towards first. Carmel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel strikes out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco bunts in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. Two outs. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 0 for 1 in the game. Schreiber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into right field. Hickman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hickman. McCarver moves to second. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat strikes out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. McCarver scores. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 1, Mets, 1. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musial. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Musial steals second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons scores. Musial moves to third. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyer moves to third. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a line drive towards third. Schreiber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Groat moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. White moves to third. Boyer moves to second. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing left field. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Bearnerth reaches second base with a double. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 0-for-2 in the game. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schreiber for the out. Bearnerth moves to third. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bearnerth tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Ron Taylor now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Moran applying the tag. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bearnerth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 0-for-3 in the game. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a line drive towards third. Schreiber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Al Moran. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing right field. Ted Schreiber now playing shortstop. Jim Hickman now playing third base. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Groat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Larry Bierneth. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Ted Schreiber. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.